Christian, it was 5 years ago that I first met you and you first told me about Smile Sonica and you were in the research and development stage. What's happened over the last 5 years?
Over the last 5 years, we worked on further developing our product. At that time, we were, if I remember correctly, just ready to start our first clinical study. So we're kind of clinical ready for a study. In the meantime, we finished that study, that clinical study we started. Then we ran a second larger study across Canada. With that clinical data led to receiving our medical device license, so we can actually sell the product to doctors in Canada. So this is one of the fronts. We also had to do additional testing and certification. This is a medical device, a prescription medical device, so it has to go through a number of testing and certifications to ensure that it's a safe product to use. We also had to work on pretty much building all the processes in order to manufacture this medical product. We are based in Edmonton, Alberta, and we have our manufacturing facility, and we manufacture the systems here in our facility. And we had to work on developing these processes and hiring the people with the skills to put this manufacturing facility together. We are now over 20 people in the company. We're looking to bring this product to more and more clinics in Canada. We also have approvals in Europe and Australia. We work with doctors there too. So we want to try to help more patients on more continents, to say that way.
Well, I should ask you to explain the product. The name of the company is Smile Sonic, and that really does tell you what it's about. You're dealing with sound, so ultrasound, and improving people's smiles. What exactly do you use the product for?
The name of our product is Aevo System, and it is a medical device to be used by patients that are wearing orthodontic braces to help them reduce the time required to wear braces and also to preserve healthy roots. The system is an add-on to orthodontic braces, so a patient would wear their orthodontic braces as they normally do. It could be regular wire braces or it could be the transparent, nice, clear aligners, whatever they are prescribed by their orthodontist or dentist. So they wear their braces as normal, and then if they need to and they want to accelerate their treatment and also have healthy roots through the process and improved oral health, they can use our system as an add-on every day for 20 minutes.
And it's called Aevo. How does it actually work?
It is a low-intensity pulse ultrasound system. So the patient has to place in their mouth this kind of mouth guard that inside has a number of electronic components that are emitting these therapeutic ultrasound waves. These waves are delivered to the bone supporting the roots of the teeth and stimulate the remodeling of this bone. It's called alveolar bone. So the teeth that have to move in the new position, to obtain the smile the patients want, would do that in an accelerated fashion.
And what makes it better than just doing it without your product?
There are a number of special things about our product. One of them is the acceleration part. Every person, every patient has a natural limitation of how fast their teeth will move. There's nothing they can do to make that faster. Now, there is a solution. Our system accelerates or modifies this limitation so the teeth would move faster. So a patient would be required to wear braces for a long period of time, and it's not uncommon for a patient to wear braces for a year or two or even three. Our device would help them significantly reduce the duration of the treatment. And for example, to be specific, the results of our clinical study, the larger study we did in 5 clinics across Canada, showed that in average we can accelerate tooth movement with 29%. Some patients were better than that, some were a little less, but it's a significant number. In addition, we were able to show that we can preserve the health of the roots, so there is less risk for side effects. So it's a faster treatment, it's a safer treatment, and then patients would get the smile they want faster and safer.
Tell me what the device, the Aevo, looks like.
The system that the patient would receive at home has practically 3 parts. It has this handheld electronic, something that looks like a cell phone. It's the system that controls the treatment. All the patient has to do is to push one of the two buttons, start and or stop. And this electronic system is connected through a special cable to a mouth guard. This is the mouth guard I mentioned that the patient has to place in their mouth every day for 20 minutes. It fits over the teeth and over the braces, goes down to the gum level where it delivers the therapy. All the patient has to do is place the mouth guard in their mouth and turn it on. And the third part of the system is, we call it the AEVO ultrasound gel. It's a gel in a single-use pouch that the patient has to apply inside the mouth guard before they use it every time. And this is in order to ensure that the therapy is delivered in a consistent fashion and there is a good coupling and a good treatment every time they use it.
This isn't just any old gel. You actually had to invent it yourself.
Yes, it was quite an interesting experience. This is a gel that we had to develop from scratch because it's being used in the mouth and it's going to be used for coupling ultrasound. So it has to have special properties. So we practically developed the gel, had to test it, had to make sure it's good for transmitting ultrasound. And it's also something that the patient can safely use every day and it helps them with the ultrasound therapy.
What's it taste like?
Actually, the gel has no taste. We did a number of focus groups and we found out that a gel with no taste is the best gel for our application because if you don't have a taste, you are not generating saliva. And if you don't generate saliva, you are not going to wash away the gel. And that actually also helps with the comfort because having a gel firm and staying in place inside the mouth guard, you know, you wouldn't have your mouth full of gel.
Now, the fourth part of your device is you've had to develop special software. What does the software do?
This is quite unique for this industry or this market where we actually empower the orthodontist to have full control on the system. So there is a piece of software we developed. It is installed on computers in the orthodontic clinics and it is used by the doctor to connect our device at every visit to their computer. It does a number of things. The most important things it does is that it tracks compliance. So the doctor would know when the device is used and when it is not, which for some patients, that's a good motivation. And the second important thing is our system has the ability to provide selective treatment. So the doctor from the software can selectively activate pieces of the mouth guard where the ultrasound therapy is on, and they can also select which zones to be off. We like to call it an extension of the strategy of the orthodontist when they decide on a treatment plan on a patient. There are a sequence of steps where they move, you know, some teeth first and then other teeth later. And our device would allow the orthodontist to parallel their strategy, their step-by-step strategy on moving teeth with our system where the doctor can selectively accelerate only the zones in the mouth and the teeth in the mouth they need, and then they don't accelerate what they don't need. This is unique for our product. Not only that it accelerates the orthodontic treatment, it also selectively accelerates the orthodontic treatment only where you want and not where you don't want. This adds to the overall treatment benefits of using our product.
And it also shuts down, doesn't it?
Yes, the system is designed to be set up and controlled by the orthodontist. So the orthodontist, at every visit, they would check the compliance of the patient, of course, to see how they use it. Then they would selectively turn on and off zones in the mouth guard in order to parallel with their strategy of the treatment plan. And the system is also active only as long as the orthodontist desires. And the patient is required to come back in the clinic when the orthodontist needs to see the patient in order to have the system reprogrammed. In cases where the patient doesn't return to the clinic or other reasons that it's late, the system would stop delivering the therapy. Our system is a therapeutic medical device. It is provided to the patient only when prescribed by the orthodontist. So it has to be used only as indicated by the orthodontist and only for the duration the orthodontist needs the system to be used. So this system is an extension of the orthodontist arm, but now it's with the patient every day for 20 minutes. It's not only during the half an hour or 1 hour every 6 to 8 weeks visits. Now it's every day with the patients at home to help them with their treatment and get the smile they want faster and safer.
Where are you manufacturing all of the parts for your system for AEVO?
We do all the manufacturing on-site here at our offices and manufacturing facility in Edmonton, Alberta. We like to say that we produce local and sell global, and that's actually what we do. Our systems are now used on 3 continents. We recently received our medical device license in Canada, so we work now with patients and doctors in Canada. We also have our approvals in Europe and in Australia. We do the manufacturing here. This is a complex medical device, and we developed all these processes, and we do the manufacturing in Edmonton. We have a manufacturing team. We have our engineers. We have our technicians. That's where we produce. However, you know, it's before this system was actually ready for clinical use, and now it's a commercial product, we had to develop every piece of it. We had many partners, many people and agencies and organizations helping us. You know, it took only about 8 years and a half. There were many people who helped us. I hope I don't miss mentioning any of them, but we worked from early beginning with Alberta Innovates. It's a provincial agency who helped us during the company and the product development. We also interacted and received lots of support and guidance from IRAP. It's a federal agency. We also work closely with ACAMP, Alberta Center for Advanced Micro and Nanotechnology Products Commercialization Center. We also work closely with NanoFab facility at the University of Alberta. Well, I hope I'm not missing mentioning other names, but we had lots of support. We received, in addition to funding, which is the significant part, you need the funding. We also received, access to knowledge. You need the funding to develop knowledge, and if you can just get the knowledge, just do it direct. So they helped guide us, connected us with people to get access to the knowledge. In this process, we needed equipment to do research, to development, to do testing, equipment, software. We were fortunate to be able to access these facilities and this equipment local. It also helped us validate many of the steps we had to do. That was very significant. Many of the programs also helped us recruit top talent. We have great universities and colleges in our province, and they train and educate, lots of engineers and technicians. We were fortunate to have access to this kind of pool of knowledge, and working with these agencies and receiving their funding helped us recruit top talent. Especially in the very early stages, it's not easy to attract top talent. It helped us pretty much grow to where we are now. We are over 20 people in the company. We have engineers, we have scientists, we have business people, we have medical science people, we have, production technicians, lots of knowledge, lots of expertise that we grew here locally, and everything is nicely put together. And all this support helped us be where we are now, produce a complex medical device in Edmonton, Alberta, and sell it to patients on 3 continents. And we hope to be able to help more patients, work with more clinics in Canada and abroad.
What is the next step for you in the company then?
Even after 8 years and a half, I still believe we are a young company when we only scratch the surface. We need to reach out to more clinics, to more doctors, be able to help more patients. Canada is our home. We want to reach as many clinics as possible in Canada. This is our focus now. And we will continue our work with clinics also abroad. Also, United States is a large market, and we believe that at one point we also want to help patients there. So we want to grow our market reach. We want to be able to work with more clinics. We want to also get more and more feedback from more clinics. We want to have more patients using our product. And, of course, in parallel with all this, we need to produce more, because somebody has to make them, and we need to produce them. And then, hopefully we can continue to grow this market reach for many years to come, because I used to make the joke that we sell wherever patients wear braces. So if there are more patients wearing braces and not using our system, it means we have work to do.
Thank you very much, Christian.
Thank you.